Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Donald Trump and the National Rifle Association, which has endorsed him for president, are facing the thorny problem of keeping guns out of the hands of terrorists without limiting Second Amendment rights. NPR's Don Gagne reports the GOP's presumptive nominee posted on Twitter today he wants to meet with the NRA on how to prevent those on terror watch lists from purchasing firearms.
Trump's tweet came as a surprise given his hard line during the campaign opposing changes to gun laws. During a rally in Atlanta, he did say that if the patrons of the nightclub in Orlando had had guns, the outcome would have been different.
If the bullets were going in the other direction, aimed at this guy who was just open target practice, you would have had a situation, folks, which would have been always horrible, but nothing like the carnage that we all as a people suffered this weekend. Nothing.
Trump made similar comments following the terror attack at a theater in Paris last year. Don Gagne, NPR News, Atlanta.
Florida records, meanwhile, show nightclub shooter Omar Mateen passed a psychological evaluation in 2007 as part of his application to be a private security guard. State records show Mateen at the time was determined to be mentally and emotionally stable. The documents were obtained by the Associated Press. Meanwhile, an investigation continues into what motivated Mateen to open fire inside a gay nightclub, killing 49 people and wounding dozens more. Mateen was killed in a shootout with police. Florida officials have recovered the body of a toddler snatched by an alligator at Walt Disney World Resort. From Orlando, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports his family was vacationing from Nebraska.
Orange County Sheriff Jerry Deming says searchers used sonar to locate the remains of 2-year-old Lane Graves of Elkhorn, Nebraska. Deming says divers were able to recover the body, which was intact.
He was within the immediate area where he was last seen.
Sure.
It took some time to go through and make certain the water's kind of murky. But our divers were able to locate the body.
At nightfall Tuesday, an alligator pulled the boy into Seven Seas Lagoon. The child had been playing along the shoreline near the Grand Floridian Resort with his parents nearby. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orlando.
The Federal Reserve's key interest rate setting arm has wrapped up a meeting in Washington, leaving short-term rates unchanged. In a statement issued at the end of its 2-day meeting, the Open Market Committee noting a slowdown in jobs creation that Fed Chair Janet Yellen says bears watching.
Now the labor market appears to have slowed down, and we need to assure ourselves that the underlying momentum in the economy has not diminished.
Wall Street lost ground after the Fed's announcement, the Dow down 34 points. This is NPR. Scientists have announced that for the second time ever, they have managed to detect gravitational waves. As NPR's Jeff Bromfield explains, the waves are distortions in the very fabric of space and time.
Only something extremely massive can warp space enough to make detectable waves. In this case, it was two black holes merging together far away from Earth. The waves reached our planet on December 26th of last year. Detectors in Washington State and Louisiana saw tiny changes in the shape of space as they passed. That is the signal converted from gravitational waves to sound waves. David Reitze is executive director of this effort, known as LIGO. He says the team expects to see many more waves in the years ahead.
So that's kind of exciting. This is really a new window on the universe.
Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Hundreds of people, including hockey legends Bobby Orr, Wayne Gretzky, and Gary Bettman, turned out today to say goodbye to Gordie Howe at a funeral service in Detroit. Howe's son Murray Howe began the service with a eulogy emphasizing his father's toughness and generosity.
He once told me, "Don't ever gripe about the cards that you've been dealt. Don't worry about anyone else's cards. Just play the cards the best you can. And be thankful that you get to play."
Dozens of fans stood in line hours before the funeral. The man known as Mr. Hockey died last week at the age of 88. Howe set NHL records with more than 800 goals and 1,800 points while with the Red Wings. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.